We're back with more Let's Talk EI on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Dr. Hank.
Well, thank you. I know that there are a lot of listeners out there and probably even some callers out there. So we probably have about another 10 or 12 minutes left on the show today. So I'm going to open it up for any callers that are out there that might want to share their thoughts and ideas around emotional intelligence, or perhaps even provide some feedback on the guests that we just had. We just had Bob Jarrus, SPHR, giving us or sharing with us about the EIQ2 learning systems on emotional intelligence. So we have new information. At least I like to think it's new information that we can take away today around emotional intelligence, about a new system on developing emotional intelligence, not only from an individual perspective, but also from a team or an organizational perspective. I think we have someone on the line, and I think that is Janet Foster. Janet, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Hank. How you doing? I'm doing really well. Thanks for asking.
Good, good. Well, Happy New Year, and thanks for being with us today. Just to give you a little information, Janet is the Vice President of Chapter Development for the Society of Emotional Intelligence. So one of her roles, one of her many roles, is to help chapters come on board and help them figure out what they need to do and things like that. But let me just kind of chat with Janet and see what kind of information that she has that she might want to share with us, either about chapter development or about what's going on in some other areas of the Society of Emotional Intelligence. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, first of all, I do want to thank Bob for being our guest speaker today. Hi, Bob. I hope you're still out there, because I do want to say that in terms of introductions to emotional intelligence, he was a guest speaker in Tampa, where I reside. And so I must say his presentation was probably one of the first presentations I listened to. So it was very informative and very, very good in terms of learning and develop. So thanks a lot for that, and it's good to hear him. I wanted to call in and say hello to everybody and just, let everybody know the experiences I've had in terms of being involved with Society of Emotion Intelligence. I've actually been involved since 2010 as a chair for 2010 and 11, and then in 12 chapter president in Tampa. And then presently, it's been such a positive experience. I wanted to really get the word out and to help, promote and also help develop chapters that are out there nationally. So being out of Tampa, our Tampa chapter is doing very well. We have three professional development meetings a year, and our next one is going to be this month on the 24th, and we have some really good speakers. We have a new president this year, and many times when we bring presidents and our leadership on team, they do speak, and they also work throughout the community and bringing awareness of emotional intelligence. And so we always appreciate that. And we appreciate our team as well. But my interest is going to be nationally. At one point, I traveled as a consultant and worked throughout the United States. So I think it makes it easy to tap into, especially since we have radio and the internet and social media. So anything that I could do to help others start a chapter, have conversations, I could be reached, just so Hank knows, at soeitampa.org. That just happened to be the email that I've been grown to for now. I've been part of conversations of the startups for Atlanta and New York and L.A. And now our Tri-City, and what I like to do is just to help bring people on board and make it so it's not overwhelming, and if anything, it's a very fun and experience. And it really is. We do grow, if you want to call it, organically, and we do have the support of all of us. So it's been a really great experience. So I just wanted to share that with all the listeners.
Okay. No, it's great, and I certainly appreciate that because, you know, when Janet first got involved, sometimes, and I have to say this, sometimes people will say, well, geez, you know, I'd like to start a chapter, but I don't know that much about emotional intelligence. Or they say, I know absolutely nothing about emotional intelligence. Well, you don't need to know a lot about emotional intelligence. You know, to manage a chapter is sort of like managing an office or managing, you know, a team. You're managing that chapter, and everyone learns as we grow. For instance, obviously, when we have guest speakers or on the Let's Talk EI show here, it doesn't mean that I know more than them or they know more than me. More often than not, they probably do know a lot more than I do. But the fact of the matter is, it's about sharing information. So what the chapter is about is being a central place where people can come and share and discuss things around emotional intelligence. So the leader of the chapter does not have to be an emotional intelligent expert or someone who has a degree in psychology or anything like that. They just really need to be someone who's interested in emotional intelligence, interested in putting a team of people together to, let's say, host discussions around emotional intelligence. Because one of the things that I do recall that Janet said was that she was not an expert, didn't know a lot about emotional intelligence, but here she's been in the chapter for several years, and now she's taking on a leadership role at the national level in chapter development. So, Janet, you know, thanks so much for stepping up to the plate and taking on that role and responsibility for doing that. It really helps a lot. And it also gives people an opportunity to see how other people view emotional intelligence.
And you are most welcome. And I would, you know, invite anybody who wants to grow and develop as a professional, as a something in your personal life, take on a leadership role. You know, we were talking earlier how long it takes for you to, you know, implement access and start working in emotional intelligence. And, you know, to me, it's an ongoing basis. And being a consultant and a trainer and a leader in those areas, it really enhances it tenfold. So,
fantastic. No, thank you. We're just about out of time for this month. Boy, how the time flies when you're having fun, as they say. And even when you're not having fun, sometimes the time flies. But I'm having fun and the time is flying. So I want to get in a couple of announcements. One of those announcements is that we are already open for registration for the 2013 conference. So if you go to the website, societyofei.org, you can register for the conference. Now, we don't have all of the speakers outlined there. We don't have all the things that we're going to be doing, but we do know that the conference will happen on October 18th. The other thing is, on the website soon, you're going to see a call for speakers. So anyone that's interested, want to be considered to be a speaker at the upcoming conference in October, kind of visit the website periodically, because when it comes out, we often get quite a few people that will submit, and we do have to have a sort of a short turnaround time on that. So for those of you out there that are interested in speaking at the conference, take a look at the website in the next couple of days. You should see some information on there about that. And for those of you that are not members of the Society of Emotional Intelligence, well, I'd like to say we'd like to have you as a member. So go to the website, go to the membership page, fill out the membership page, and well, you'll see what's required there. So looking forward to talking to, seeing new members, and if you're interested in developing a chapter, as I said, you know, don't hesitate to give me a call at 813-431-9786. So that's all for this month for Let's Talk EI. We'll be back next month. Stay tuned. You're going to see in on the website who the guest will be for next month. But thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate it. And again, Happy New Year. This is Dr. Hank saying, have a great day.